Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider for March 25th, 2013. In cryptid news, the Miaka, Florida skunk ape video is now a big story. It has been reported that tracks have been discovered, as well as a supposed blind where the skunk ape could spy on animals that were using a local watering area. The big deal was Tim Fasano and Stacy Brown Jr., who were investigating the area, were asked to leave by sundown, and when they didn't, they were given tickets by park rangers. This has prompted the Bigfoot community to assume there is a government-controlled conspiracy underway.
I smell something. Bullshit.
In UFO news, a strange sighting in Port Aransas, just outside of Corpus Christi Bay in Texas, along the Gulf of Mexico. Eddie Miles was piloting his Cessna and landed on the island to walk the beach with his passenger. But while reviewing the photos later, his passenger noticed something strange. A blur of white seemed to go in front of the cockpit as the aircraft was approaching the runway to land. The blur resembles a cloud, but the sky was completely clear. There are a couple of possibilities as to what this UFO was. One, it could be the reflection of the propeller, if this was a Cessna with a single-engine propeller. And second, it could be a reflection of a scratch or residue from the windshield wipers. And of course, there are probably a lot of other potential logical explanations, and I'm sure one of them will fit the bill. In other news, a strange set of tremors across the state of New Jersey are defying any logical explanation. The tremors were not earthquakes, according to the U.S. Geological Survey, and they were not the result of military aircraft creating sonic booms. Military aircraft were apparently grounded at the time of the tremors, and a sonic boom would not explain the widespread tremors. The tremors were strong enough to knock pictures off the wall and get the attention of many people who experienced it. These experiences are just another strange Earth story that are happening more and more all over the world. Meanwhile, a single loud boom was heard in southern Illinois last week. The boom was not weather-related, not an earthquake, and is not thought to be a sonic boom. The boom was heard over four counties, and it was enough to knock pictures off the wall and was described as ground-shaking by many who experienced it. And meanwhile, in Wisconsin, the source of loud booms heard in the city of Clintonville that were heard over the course of 3 days has been explained. The source, experts say, is a magnitude 1.5 earthquake, followed by smaller quakes in the area. While such a small quake is usually not felt, experts state that the rock in this area is old and well consolidated and allows for the sound waves to travel more easily. And as I announced last week, my new book, The E4 Method, Breaking the Mold of Paranormal Investigation, is now out. You can find the book through the print-on-demand company Lulu at lulu.com/ghosthelp. There you will find all four of my books on paranormal investigation methods. The E4 Method offers a unique approach to investigating that helps to eliminate the subjective approach, utilize methods of psychology and parapsychology, as well as the ghost excavation technique pioneered by former guest of the Grandark Conspiracy, John Sable. The book goes for a mere $10 online, but you can get a convention discount by meeting me at the VA ParaQuest next month in Lynchburg, Virginia. I will be speaking on Saturday, April 27th from 4 to 5 p.m., and more details can be found at vaparaquest.com. And if you have any information about any event and would like to hear it here, let me know at insider@paranewsinsider.com. To see my full list of events, just visit paranewsinsider.com. It's that easy. Be sure to visit the Grandark Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com, on Facebook, and live every Monday and Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on sharkradionetwork.com. I'll see you in the chat room. And I'll see you next week. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.